with Martin Bester.
Another person from the West Rand spotted a UFO. Can I just hear one question now quickly? I swear to you, in my time living in Gauteng, whenever someone spots a UFO, they're always from the West Rand. Why is that? I've never heard anyone spot a UFO from anywhere else in the country. Anywhere.
Really?
Trust me. And I'm not making a statement. I'm asking a question.
Okay.
Is it maybe because... And then the weird thing for me is maybe it's just like a psychological thing. They also have that UFO house in the West Rand.
Yes. Weren't we there?
Yes.
Yes.
We broadcast from there that morning.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's like a, what's the word? Like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Skinner's our nest. Aliens though.
Maybe they live there and we just didn't see them on the day.
They land there.
Maybe they...
Because it's very, very hilly.
They
very...
took over his body definitely on that day. 100%. Yes.
So this guy, his name is Rolf Venter. He made a video, by the way. Go and watch the video. It's on our blog right now, jackarandafm.com. Is it maybe the most conclusive proof ever that there is such a thing as a UFO flying above us? Have a look at the video and decide for yourself. Rolf said that thing appeared to be flying in the sky in an unusual manner. As opposed to what, though? I mean, what would be a usual manner for a UFO to be flying above us? But have a look. You decide for yourself. If Rolf is listening this morning, Rolf, I'm inviting you to come on the show. I want to talk to you. I want to... It's out of sheer curiosity. I want to speak to someone who saw a UFO. Because maybe that'll change my mind.
Is this the gentleman that said he visited him for his birthday, alien? Okay.
Yeah. So we want to get him on the show. I think it's a good idea. It's a bit of a debate for you this morning. Alma, you saw the story as well. This dad complaining about his kid watching violent movies and other people's screens on the airplane. And when you said it, I was like, yeah, that figures actually. I always see what other people are watching. Haven't you?
And it's like a weird thing where you almost can't look away. You don't have any of the audio, but you can't help but checking what other people are watching.
Do you know why I watch? I watch their reactions. I want to see what they laugh at and what they kind of, you know what I'm saying, how they react to scenes.
You see, aliens. I told you, weird person.
It wasn't an alien, Rolf. It was me in the plane. But it kind of begs a question. If you're watching a video that is rated on a plane, the kids can see it from anywhere, any seat. They can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is final proof that the kids should be like in their own section. What do you think about that? No, it's true. Think about it. We've called for this, Liesl. Don't laugh.
And then they can all watch Peppa Pig there.
Yeah. Yes, in a separate, they call it bunker.
Baggage. Yes. Baggage. The no. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. What do you think? Is it a problem?
You guys are tuned into Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.